This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your organization that sets you back. Sometimes you make decisions that set you forward. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're going to trade Trae Young, I need to know what the vision is. I've heard a lot of stuff over the weekend in regards to who's available, who's not available. Mike and I played the sound bites on Friday for you about what Trae said. And when he said, yeah, I want to be here, but I want to win, there's nothing wrong with that. But, Mike, when you start talking about reports from guys like Mark Stein who say the Hawks are open to moving Trae, I think the Hawks are open to moving in everybody. There's nobody that is a sacred cow here where you can go, the team's been so good over the last 3 years, here's a guy we don't want to move away from. So, yes, we have young talent. Yes, there are guys that I would prefer to keep. But, Mike, let's specifically talk about this Trae thing, because I know a lot of people are like, wait a minute, I want to make the team better, but I'm not willing to do that. Well, then you don't want to really make the team better.
Well, I mean, guys, it's 3 years in a row of the play-in game. You're going nowhere. Okay, and look, it's, you know, you're going to get more for Trae, and you will lose some fans, and fans will get upset, and we hear it all the time. I'll never go, all right, well, okay, until the next big stud comes in here, you'll be back. But it is, in the short term, going to be tough because people say you don't trade Luka for Trae and then move on from Trae. You know, it looks duly asinine. You know, and that was on Schlenk, by the way. You can't blame the current regime for that one. You know, in hindsight, both Luka and Trae have polarizing personalities to some around the league. Both have achieved the same level, although Luka, as a big man, offers you different options that Trae just doesn't seem to be able to consistently. So, I don't know.
Are we sure that was Schlenk and not ownership?
I don't know. I always felt it was Schlenk because of the Golden State connection. Just, you know, look, you can compare them to a degree. Neither one plays great defense, but, you know, you thought if you build it around him that you're going to have your version of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
That's what I always assumed it was, but Luka is a guy that had, I always thought had a higher upside.
No doubt. I mean, Mike, he's just bigger.
Right.
Like, he's a bigger dude.
You got to account for him
big
on both ends of the floor.
In the NBA, it's a reason why these tall, big dudes have success. All I'm going to say about that is a lot of that had to play with our community and what they thought was going to be the right fit for Atlanta.
Right.
And whether it's working now or not, what is the vision? Where are you going? For everybody that says, oh, well, let's just trade him. Okay, great. I'm all for it. Do you guys think you're getting three first-round picks back for Trae Young right now with the perception around the league that Mike is talking about?
Now, again, guys, I put this out there because I knew we were going to talk about this today. I'm not trying to trigger Trae. Guys, look, I get it. He's your guy, okay? I've moved on from idolatry when it comes to athleticism, and I know you want to see your favorite star flourish in this town. And any criticism is just whether it's warranted or not, you guys just go bananas over. Don't kill the messenger. This is one of those anonymous deals that The Athletic does every year. And I understand it. Yes, if you believe something, put your name behind it. Well, NBA guys might not like somebody, Carl. They may dap him up after the game, but they might think he's a jerk or they don't like him or whatever.
Fair.
Okay, that's. Do you have people in your office you're friendly to? Do you want to smoke? If you saw him in a dark alley, pow! Okay, yes, that's how the world works.
That's a punch in the face, by the way, not what you were imagining there. Go ahead.
But, yeah, man, I just feel that You look at the number. Look at the numbers. A year ago, Trey, amongst the anonymous guys who responded, not everybody answers all the questions, was the most overrated player. This year, he comes in as the third most overrated player amongst the 80-some-odd guys who responded. 13.6, don't like Rudy Gobert. 8.6, don't like Jordan Poole. 7.4, don't like Trae Young. And then if you take it down a little bit further, you got other guys. Again, who's the league's most overrated? After Trae, it's Dylan Brooks, fake tough guy.
Yeah.
Then it's James Harden.
Okay.
Who's going to be a Hall of Famer. Bradley Beal. John Collins.
Mm.
Now, the guy that apparently, you know, aces Trey for the All-Star and other considerations like the Olympic team, Tyrese Halliburton is also considered overrated by his peers.
Yeah.
Then it's Julius Randle, Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, Sabonis gets some. But again, we're talking like two or three votes here at the end. Guys, I don't know why Trey doesn't get all the love. I've heard stories. I can never in a million years confirm the rumors and things I've heard. I wouldn't presume to. You know? Not everybody laughs at the same jokes. It doesn't require that for success in the NBA. Right? We've seen guys over the years say some things, if you read between the lines, which begins to wonder what goes on in that locker room. Regardless, if you move Trey, you better get a freaking lion's share and you better get it right. Because if you do, Carl, to your point, some fans will never come back.
So why do you think that we will? Mike, if I know you're desperate, I'm not giving you three first-round picks.
You got no leverage.
Do you think everybody around the league knows what's going on? Everybody does. So when you start saying, well, we'll just call such and such,
yeah,
they know. Well, we'll just call, they know. Mike, my job is to get the most for my team. It is not to give mm-hmm. you the most. So I'm just telling you, and this idea, like, we'll get more for Trey than we will for DeJounte. Right. And I've also heard this, right, that, you know, DeJounte, that as much as I think DJ is a really good player, and I do, has he proven to you that he can win in the playoffs? Has he proven to you that he can do big things in big games or big series? Even your dislike for Trae Young, you can't dismiss that. You can't. So I don't know about this building around DJ. If everybody wants to, you know, to be hunky-dory and feel good about themselves because it's a better atmosphere, so be it.
But if you're not winning, who gives a crap?
Who cares?
Right.
I want winners. I want to win chips. I want to compete for NBA championships. So when I hear that, I'm just saying to you guys who say, yeah, they should build around DJ. DJ still has to prove to us that he can win big-time playoff games and do certain things that I've already seen Trey do. With that, Mike, what's the vision?
Right.
Where are we going? Who are you trading for? What star are you bringing in here? You know what I watched over the weekend, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, damn it! I would die to have Ant-Man here.
Right.
Did you guys get a chance to watch him over the weekend? I would die. Anthony Edwards is a legitimate superstar right now, and he's only going to get better. Mike, personality, he's got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.